Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. May God add a blessing to your day. I just want to read this quick scripture in Matthew as it came to mind. Matthew 25, verse, 31. For the next, I think, 10 scriptures, verses. When the Son of Man comes in his glory with all his angels, he will sit on his royal throne. The people of all nations will be brought before him, and he will separate them as shepherds separated their sheep from their goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "My Father has blessed you. Come and receive the kingdom that has been prepared for you before the world was created. When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. And when I was naked, you gave me clothes to wear. When I was sick, you took care of me. And when I was in jail, you visited me." Then the ones who please the Lord will ask, "When do we give you something to eat or to drink? When did we come to you as a stranger or give you clothes to wear? When did we visit you when you were sick or in jail?" The king answered. The king will answer, "Whenever you did it for any of my people, no matter how unimportant they seem, you did it for me." Then the king will say to those on the left, "Get away from me. You are under God's curse. Go into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, but you did not give me anything to eat. I was thirsty, but you did not give me anything to drink. I was a stranger, but you did not welcome me. And I was naked, but you did not give me any clothes. I was sick and in jail, but you did not take care of me." That was just on my heart about how we should take care of others and we should be a blessing to others. We should share our testimonies and we should just be encouraging to one another. So with that being in mind, keep in mind that one smile cannot change the world, but the world can be changed by the one smile that you give somebody today. So smile at somebody today. Be a blessing to someone. Testify to someone about the goodness of the Lord and everything that he has done for you. Pray for others. Pray for your coworkers. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your neighborhood. Pray for your family members. God will start to move on your behalf and you will expect to see change. Expect to see change. Expect to see change. Remember, our words carry power. So let's pray. Let's be purposeful and let's be positive. We are overcomers and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We thank God for sharing all of the great scriptures that he has been giving us lately through this month of May. God is a blessing. And thank you so much for all of the wonderful testimonies that have come in, who have shared with me. I know that some of you are like, I shouldn't do it. It doesn't mean anything. Or my testimony doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It's encouraging to me and it is a blessing. So go ahead and continue to send in those testimonies. It is definitely a blessing. My email is there as well. I appreciate each of you and I thank you all for trusting me and rocking with me as I trust and depend on God. And I totally give God all the credit. I give God all of my life and I direct everything over to God. So as God gives these words to me, I give them to you so that he can lead both of us, all of us. It's none of me, but it's all to give God the glory. It's why I do what I do. I'm not doing this thing called life without God ever again. No. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you for that. We are all blessed. We all have something to share with one another. As I read in Matthew 25, the scripture, greatness is not about being better than someone else, but it's being the best version of you that you can ever be. And I just want to end today by doing an excerpt from Dr. Cindy Trim's Hello Tomorrow book. It says, "Vision brings you into a higher spiritual plane of growth and development. Spiritual growth would lead you into realms above and beyond what your natural mind can imagine. Vision calls you higher." That's a blessing. Father God, we thank you for vision. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for taking us higher. We thank you for testimonies. We thank you for helping us to help others. We thank you for helping us to be able to clothe and be able to give food and be able to be sheltered, be able able to help people no matter what the circumstance or situation is. But we know that, Father God, we are not going to let people just run over us or be doormats. And we're just not going to sell everything that we have and give it to the poor in that particular sense. But we are going to be led by you, Father God. So then when someone is in need of help and we know and feel it within our heart, the Holy Spirit is tugging at us and saying, yeah, go ahead and help that person. Go ahead and help that person. Go be a blessing to them. That's something that's totally different. And for that, we are thankful. We love you. We adore you. We glorify you. We thank you for the word of God on today. I praise you, Father God. I thank you for everybody that's in our neighborhood. Bless every man, woman, boy, and girl. Bless every child. Bless every neighbor. Bless every job. Bless every coworker on the job in the name of Jesus. Meet all of their needs, Father God. Be with them financially. Be with them spiritually. Be with them resourcefully. Help them, Father God. We thank you that we will all be able to pray for our neighbors and our family members and our coworkers at all times in the name of Jesus. For we give them unto you, we expect to see change. We will no longer complain about anything that's going on our job, but we will just say thank you, Father God, for a job. Thank you for changing the situation. Thank you for turning it around on our behalf. Hallelujah, Father God, for we are not perfect, but we know that with you that you can make it perfect. You can make a change. You can give us that promotion like nobody else, because promotion comes from God. It doesn't come from man. It comes from God. And we thank you, Father God, for letting us lean on you, Father God, for all of our understanding and wisdom and knowledge and spiritual understanding and discernment and revelation. It comes from you. We thank you for this time. I thank you, Father God, for every podcast listener, new, old, and those to come in the future, those who've been rocking with me from the beginning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I do not take it lightly. I do not take it for granted. I love you all so much. You are such a blessing, and I give God glory for each of you. A special, special, special blessing be upon each of you. I love you so much, and I thank God for you. To give God the glory is why I'm here. I thank you for everything that you do. I thank you for following. I thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for praying with me and being a blessing. I love you all so much. God's blessings abundantly. Be blessed. Be financially blessed. Be spiritually blessed. Love you so much. Till next time. God bless.